Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Face the Facts. I enjoy it. I say it every week. I enjoy doing this little five-minute segment. It's such a blessing of the Lord. I want to talk about something that everybody does. Remember the old song, Feeling? Nothing more than feelings. Let me tell you something about feelings. Don't go by them, because they change every time, all the time. You know, they're just like the waves of ocean. They're up and down and things of that nature. So I'm not moved by what I feel. I am moved by what I believe. And what do you believe? Sometimes you have to question yourself and say, what do I really believe when all these feelings or whatever you're feeling is coming at you? Let me give you a great scripture. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. See, you're never by yourself. Jesus is walking with you. So in other words, when your mind's saying, I don't know what to do because you're getting all this feeling, that's flesh. See, live by your spirit through a crucified mind, completely shut down, and by walking the anointing of God's word, and it'll work not some of the time, but all the time. I believe in a renewed mind and a crucified body, but it all comes through my spirit. So my spirit controls what I feel, not my mind and not my body. Here's another scripture. I'm starting to preach right there. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You know, people tell me all the time, you make people so happy. I'm a transformer. See, I hadn't conformed. I have transformed. And in a transformer, there's great power. And that power is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Am I doing good today? Praise God. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, and I don't deny feelings. Don't misunderstand me. But I deny it's right to affect how I live in my life. The other day, I was sitting with some wonderful people I had just met. I wouldn't call them friends. They were acquaintances. I just met them. And I didn't realize I was the oldest one around the table. And I don't mean this to brag, but I look better than all of them. Praise God. I had all my hair. Most of them didn't, you know. And it was just a nice time. And Kathy was with me, and she was the oldest lady there. But you know what? And I'm not saying it because she's my wife. She looked better than all of them. You know why? We're not moved by our feelings. We move by what we believe. Now, sometimes you can look in the mirror, and, oh, Lord, you don't like what you see. And at first you think, well, I'm going to change that by getting a facelift. Nothing wrong with a facelift. I don't have a problem with any of that. People do what they want to do. But you know what? I earn these cracks. I don't call them wrinkles. I call them cracks, man. And you know what? And when I look at myself, I say, you know, I did a pretty good job. And I'm doing a good job because I'm moved by my feeling. Now, I know, look, it's getting a little loose. You can see. See how it shakes? It just shakes, you know. But that's all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I'm sleeping. If I snore too loud, it flaps and wakes me up. You know, I got to watch myself. It's just such a blessing of the Lord to live out of your spirit through a transformed mind and a crucified body. Are you getting this today? I'm telling you, man, because this is touching anyone that's listening to this, because feelings come everywhere. And, you know, I like the good ones. I don't like the bad ones. It's amazing that even if you dream, it creates feelings. It wakes you up. You find yourself sweating if you've been running in a dream and all kinds of different things. But I made up my mind to face the fact. And what is that fact? That I'm going to live by what God said. You know what? I know his word. And what I love about his word is a verse that I quote all the time. Psalms 89, verse 34. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that goes out of my lips. That knocks your feelings in the head. Live by the word. And when you understand the word will open doors that no man can shut and close doors that no man can open. That's the power of the word of God. So I'm not moved by my feeling. It will help you in your decisions in your life. If you just say and do what the Lord says, just go by his word. Don't complicate that. Don't try to get theological, homiletical, hermeneutical, philosophical. No. Just accept it at point blank and say, you know what? I'm going to live like this every day of my life. Let me say it again. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved by what I believe in. And what do I believe? Genesis to Revelation and all those points in between. That's such a blessing of the Lord. I hope you learned something today. I hope you can call some friends and tell them to watch our wonderful boardroom chats, our Faith to Facts, Kathy's Glorious Living. We've got so many things here on social media, and I hope we're being a blessing to you because we really love you, and I mean that sincerely. And thank you, partners, for helping us do all this. Your faithful financial support is so wonderful. I can't thank you enough for it. See you next week. God bless. Bye-bye.